So, B'siyata D'Shmaya, I'd like to discuss with you our avoda towards Lag BaOmer. I want to discuss Dvarim Pshutim, things that are simple, they're fundamentals, but at the same time, they're very profound, and I think they have profound impact for our avoda. First of all, Lag BaOmer is not just simply the Yartzei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. There are a lot of things that came along with the Yartzei of Rashbi. Things, some at first glance, that almost seem to be entirely random. And we're going to argue some of those things are not random at all, and they're central for our avoda. First of all, what's the idea behind the fire? If you ask me historically, it could very well be, by the way, the kids in Israel are always collecting for bonfires. Actually, just today, my son told my wife, we're not making a bonfire, but I still want to collect wood for a bonfire. We can't make a bonfire because of everybody getting together, but I still want to collect wood. That's one of the highlights. Not only that, Sukkot, I once left out a few beans, you know, for an extra day or two after Sukkot, and they were gone because the kids had already started collecting for their bonfires already from Sukkot time. So somehow in the culture, fire has become a very central part of Rashbi. Why? What is it? In fact, it's fascinating to contrast that to his Rebbe, to Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Akiva, actually, fire is not central, but rather it's water. Rabbi Akiva said that we have to continue learning at all costs, no matter what, in all oppression, because Rabbi Akiva said, how could we? Just like the fish outside can't live without water, so too we can't live without Torah. Rabbi Akiva sees the water penetrating the stone when he's 40 years old as an Amar. It's water penetrating stone. And he says, I must go and I could penetrate stone. If water could penetrate a stone, then my mind could certainly fathom and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But Rabbi Shimon is Pumfarkert. We sing in Bar Yochai or Mufla. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his metaphor is one of a fire. Eish dos hashara, coming from the pasuk in Zeis HaBracha, mimini eish dos lamai. And where Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was entirely fire, because when he came out of the cave and he was too much fire, so then what happened was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go back into the cave, because he was burning people up. So that's Sarachiyu number one. What are these metaphors of Rabbi Akiva and Rashbi, water and fire? The second Sarachiyu is the whole muhus of a hilula. You might have heard in the context of Yartzeit of Tzadikim, they're referred to as a hilula. Hilula in Aramaic is a wedding party. That all starts, the Yartzeit of a Tzadik starts out as being described as hilula, like hilula de Rashbi, particularly with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In fact, that even contradicts the regular rules of halacha. Because the Gemara Nedarim tells us that a day of a Yartzeit is a day of Cheshbon HaNefesh, it's a day of Tshuva, it's a fast day. It's not celebrated as a wedding. It's celebrated as a fast day. It's marked as a fast day, but it's not celebrated. Punkt! Comes Rashbi, along with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, comes the phenomenon that now we have something different. Now we have a Yartzeit that's going to be a tremendous, tremendous celebration. I see some of Talmidim over here that was Zocha to learn with 15 years ago. It's not just my Talmidim for Friday morning from Shalavim this past year, but some Talmidim that are part of my initial growth as a Rebbe, and I'm sure they've heard some of these ideas before, but I guess, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, that the ideas that are that you know, sometimes a greater chizuk, hadvar mapshutim, ze hadvar mshetzrichim hachizuk. So these are ideas that I've said in the past, but I think ideas that are so important. To understand what Lag BaOmer is, what Lag BaOmer was, and what Lag BaOmer is in Corona, Shnas, Tavshin Pei, one needs to visualize and go back and live a little bit in the sandals of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the sandals of Rabbi Akiva. One has to go back and really, really appreciate what was going on during that time. And that will help us understand why Lag BaOmer is so important, and will help us understand what it is about the fire of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and will also help us understand what is the messages that we could take in Shnas Tavshin Pei. The more and more I think about it, the more and more emotional I become. You see, when I was a bachur, and even a young avreich, what I thought about on Lag BaOmer were the Divrei Torah, were the messages, were questions of whether we should learn Kabbalah, we should learn Chassidus, or whether we shouldn't. But there was one thing I missed when I was your age. And that was to put ourselves and understand what was happening in the Tekufa of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is one of the most important figures, both in Kabbalah, in terms of the height of his neshama, as well as in Jewish history. Rabbi Akiva is the prototype of the Mamshich HaMesayra of Klal Yisrael, who dies al Kiddush Hashem. And of course, the most inspiring part of his life is that he did everything. Rabbi Akiva started out as nothing. He's a chizuk for the Baal Tshuva, and he's a chizuk to the person who lives his entire life without Aveira. Rabbi Akiva encompasses everything in terms of the gamut of Avodas Hashem. Living b'mesiras nefesh, dying al kiddush Hashem, yet at the same time being a simple Am Aretz who knows nothing. But that really doesn't capture the most poignant part, if could you imagine, doesn't even capture the most poignant part about Rabbi Akiva. The most poignant part about Rabbi Akiva is the fact that he lived at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He laughs in the face of the Churban HaBayis. And he represents the bridge during the greatest time of oppression up until that point of the Jewish people. Rabbi Akiva represents that tragedy, yet that heroism. What Rabbi Akiva does is he continues to be mamshich the Messiah through it all, up until giving up his life to teach, to continue teaching Torah to the next door. And Rabbi Akiva represents the ultimate mayim, the ultimate ability to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, which is so far and so difficult, in the sense that we're going to learn in Nefesh HaChaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so high, his Torah is so holy, and yet he does everything he can to bring it to the next generation in the most difficult and the hardest of times. And he dies for it. He starts from absolutely nothing, and he dies for it. But then a tragedy happens that brings in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that tragedy is a greater tragedy than the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'amevin yovin nefesh chayim Shar Aleph Perek Beis. And that tragedy is that everything that Rabbi Akiva built, in terms of the Shalshelas HaMesayra, everything he built, the ability to nurture all of Klal Yisrael, crumbles in front of his eyes, by no fault of his own, but due to the fact of Lo Noagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. So everything is gone. The Beis HaMikdash is gone. There's oppression. Jews can't learn Torah. It really seems to be the darkest point. It's probably the darkest point of Jewish history. At least after the Holocaust, there was Jews in America. There was murmurs of Eretz Yisrael. This is in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no diaspora. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. So the Talmidim are gone, the Beis HaMikdash is gone, all of Rabbi Akiva's Mesiris Nefesh is gone, gone in the sense that there's no new replacement, and he starts with five Talmidim. We'll focus on one, Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon does something amazing that is a necessity during the hardest times. What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai does is he reveals what HaKadosh Baruch Hu always does after a time of tremendous oppression. When it seems that Klal Yisrael is entirely going to disappear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to the world a tremendous gift. That tremendous gift is the Teiras HaNistar, the Torah of Kabbalah. The Torah of Kabbalah that existed from Adam HaRishon, but there was no need for it. It's the Teiras HaEsh, it's the Torah of fire. But there was no need for it to be revealed. It could have been passed on successfully from generation to generation, starting from Adam HaRishon in the Sefer HaYetzirah. That was passed down, wasn't written down in the Zohar, wasn't even taught in any way except from Yechidei Skula to Yechidei Skula. And comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to eject in Klal Yisrael something during this darkest period of time, and I will always do that. I will always inject in Klal Yisrael in its darkest time a tremendous gift that will sustain them, that will reveal something that will keep Klal Yisrael in its highest of places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that for us 75 years ago. It's absolutely mind-boggling to think about that right after the Holocaust, we returned to Eretz Yisrael after 2,000 years. Officially recognized by the nations of the world, not 3 years later, 2 years later. Nothing to do with even the official proclamation of the State of Israel, but the partition plan. We were away from Eretz Yisrael 2,000 years. And if you look throughout Jewish history, Spanish Inquisition followed by Tzfat, every single time, when their Klal Yisrael is in its darkest of places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us and gives us a tremendous gift to be able to continue to build the physical and spiritual Bechina of Klal Yisrael. And so that happens as well with Rashbi. Rashbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspires to be Megala the Teiras HaNistar. What is the Teiras HaNistar? It's the Teirah of fire. In contrast to the Teiras HaNigla, which is something that's quantifiable, like water. Water could nurture a certain amount of trees and a certain amount of grass. But the water wasn't getting there. The time was so difficult, it was so painful, and the oppression was so great. Lo na'agu kavod zeh b'zeh, the Teiras HaMayim wasn't working. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai takes something that Rabbi Akiva had, but he reveals it in an entirely different way. Rabbi Akiva's Bechina of Mayim is not working. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passes on the Mesorah through the Teiras HaEsh. And what the Teiras HaEsh represents is different than Mayim. It's not the way in which a person learns how to nurture his daily life. Halacha is what teaches us how to nurture our daily life. But the Teiras HaNistar shows us that there is a chelek elokam, part of us, that we could escape. What does fire do? The exact opposite of water. It searches for the highest point. It's searching to go higher and higher and higher, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to nurture its reality, but to escape its reality. And what do I mean to escape our reality? What I mean to escape our reality is to recognize that wherever our bodies are, our neshama has the desire to go higher and higher. Now, of course, in the Tkufa Rabbi Akiva before, and they also had that desire, they also had that Shuka, and they also had that Teiras HaNistar, but it needed to be revealed in a way in which Klal Yisrael would then experience a reawakening, an inferno that starts from the spark. It simply starts from a spark of one Jew that lights up the whole world. The Baal Shem Tov Zechusa Yagar Aleinu did that with Hasidus as well. To show every Jew that he has inside of him a spark that is extremely holy, a spark that has tremendous potential. And the Jew has the ability to escape the reality that's around him. He doesn't simply nurture through Torah the environment that's around him. When the environment around him is so terrible, when the halacha doesn't even apply, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, and Kachim is entirely theoretical, Kachim needs to be taken from Teiras HaMayim and turned into a Teiras HaEsh, where then Kabbalah is going to emphasize that not only is there a Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala that really still exists, and that's holier than the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. And you're part of that Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. You're a chelik of that Beis HaMikdash, as we saw in the Nefesh HaChayim. And that's why, during Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there's a transformation from what a yahrzeit is. It's called a hilula, it's called a wedding, because Klal Yisrael has the ability to take a difficult and tragic situation and be able to use that as a point of iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al pi halacha and al pi human nature, the day in which someone passes away is a sad day. But in Kabbalah, we're able to see beyond the guf. In Kabbalah, what we're able to do is to be able to take ourselves and look at the fire that's inside of us and be able to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and look at the day of Ptira. It's one of the two ways. Halacha, the world of Torah, has a dialectic. There are two ways that you can look at the yahrzeit. On the one hand, the yahrzeit is, as the Gra described, a day that is sad, that he no longer has the opportunity to do mitzvahs. On the other hand, from the perspective of Torah's Hanistar, it's the neshama that's going up higher and higher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's yahrzeit represents the transformation, the move into Hilula Derashbi, that on a yahrzeit we also see the fact that the neshama becomes once again re-wed. There's a new wedding, there's a new chasana between the neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, where did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai experience this awakening? In the world of Torah, when we're in the Beis Medrash, when we're in the Shul, when we're with the Chevra, that's the time in which we experience the Teiras HaMayim in all of its glory. There's a Rosh Yeshiva with his Shiurim, there's Ramim, there's Abayim, there's Tfila B'Tzibur. All of those things are happening. That's the Teiras HaMayim. Every once in a while in Jewish history, there's a time when we have to go into a cave. Now, that's, by the way, what we call our chat, right? We have to go into a cave. That cave is the chima, the experience of where oppression, whether it be oppression from, God forbid, our enemies, or any other reason, that Klal Yisrael is forced to once again no longer be part of the tzibur of the mayim, the yam shel Torah, the yam hashas, as we describe shas. We describe the shas as the yam shel Torah. But rather, every yachid goes into his ma'ara, into his cave. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's forced us at that as well, for us to go into our cave. But it's dafka in that cave. It's particularly when we're alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we could be megala, the spark that's inside, the spark of the neshama. There are different parts of Torah. The answer of when there's a conflict between the Teiras HaMayim and the Teiras HaEsh, we follow halacha if it contradicts Kabbalah, if it seems to contradict Kabbalah. But at the same time, the Teiras HaEsh, the Kedusha, the aspiration for a Jew to go higher and higher, that aspiration is something that we reveal particularly when we're alone, when we're in our cave. Our cave is a tremendous opportunity. It's a tremendous opportunity to reveal that spark that's inside. And then when you come out, that spark, there are going to be so many Talmidei Chachamim, there are going to be so many Bachurim that are going to come out in years. Tavshin Pei Aleph Bezer Hashem, by Tavshin Pei Aleph will come out B'siyata D'shmaya. By Tavshin Pei Beis, Tavshin Pei Gimel, you don't know how many sparks have been created during this period of time that the world is going to reawaken with this tremendous hisgailus, a tremendous hisgailus of all of that which was created in the cave. Now we have to be careful. We have to be careful when we come out that we don't destroy things. We have to be careful not to burn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas Chalila send us back. But there's a fire that we could awaken inside of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that siyata d'shmaya to be able to be megala, that or ha-neshama, that's the bechina of Lag BaOmer, and be able to be mekadesh shem shamayim. and be able to take this Lag BaOmer where the fire is not going to be the fire in Miron. There aren't even going to be bonfires throughout Eretz Yisrael this year. But the fire is going back into the cave, and it's the holiest of fires. That's the fire of the Neshama. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be able to zochet, to tap into it, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.